Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets, gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Word of God, word of life."
Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The world can be a complicated and often broken place. Our gospel highlights this more than we care to admit. People are deeply flawed and easily corrupted by power, by greed, and any other number of things. As the church, as those who are caretakers of the holy word and promise of Jesus Christ who meets us in our brokenness, we must address what is complicated, what is messy and difficult, because the cross continues to meet us in the complicated, the messy, and the difficult world that we find ourselves in today. So let's talk. This week, you, like me, may have spent too much time in front of a screen, either your TV screen or your phone screen, watching what has been unfolding in the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. Hopefully, you also learned that you have to take time for peace and separate that from which hurts your being. Being informed is good. It is excellent. But you are allowed to have separation from that when it has become too much. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics of this situation because, one, I am completely underqualified to go there, and two, because thankfully for many of you, myself and Paige included, I am not a politician. We also simply do not have the time to cover nearly 100 years of deeply complex conflict. But for those who don't know what I'm talking about, or for the younger among us, I want to briefly explain what I am talking about here. Sometimes people do not agree, and sometimes that leads to horrible conflict that hurts one another. Very badly. Right now, there is conflict going on where a lot of people are getting very hurt, and it's really difficult for us to see this happening to other people. What's important during this times is that we pray that God will be with those who are being hurt by such violence. So I want to start by sharing this prayer that the Synod shared earlier this week, and maybe you've already seen it if you're on their email list. But here's the great thing about prayer is that it's not a one-and-done thing. were invited to pray ceaselessly, endlessly. So this prayer comes from Reverend Megan Alaboni, who is currently living and serving in the Middle East in the Holy Land. Pastor Alaboni invites us into this prayer. God of hope in the midst of hopelessness, we pray for the people of Palestine and Israel who are your beloved ones. Through your prophet Jeremiah, you spoke the truth to oppressive powers, saying, "They have treated the wound of my people carelessly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." In your son Jesus, you wept over Jerusalem and the failure of the world to know the things that make for peace. Truly, in this moment, all the people of the Holy Land know this lack of peace, which is rooted in a lack of justice. We pray for all those in southern Israel and in Gaza who are mourning the loss of life, those who are injured and traumatized, and those who are working to provide care in these devastated communities. We pray an end to this present war and its violence, and we pray for a resolution that addresses the root causes of conflict, including an end to 75 plus years of occupation that deprives whole Palestinian communities of human rights, freedom, and dignity. For the peace that is not the absence of tension, but the presence of justice, we pray. For the peace Jesus gives to us that is not as the world gives, we pray. For a new day in which your beloved children are treated as precious and worthy of care, we pray. In the name of the one who died in solidarity with the suffering and rose to defeat the powers of death, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our text today, it meets us in such a broken world that we have become so familiar with. It's this parable about a wedding feast that the king is found angry after having been rejected, an anger that sounds familiar and is reminiscent of the anger that God had before the flood. And we get this challenging word at the end saying that all are invited, but few are chosen. That's a seemingly hard word to hear. And it's certainly a hard word to speak to a fellow human being, is it not? Or at least it should be one that is difficult to say to another person, saying that they are not part of this chosen. But it would do good to remember again that parables are not direct allegories, and we cannot use them as such. But in weeks such as this, where the sin of the world is on display for all to see, we do sometimes cry out for God's justice to be done. But then again, we're reminded that it is just that, God's justice. We often make the mistake in thinking we know exactly what this justice looks like and take it to be this division between those who are heaven-bound and those who are hell-bound. While there are some we can certainly think of that we would like this kind of justice to come down upon, yeah? We are reminded that this justice does not belong to us. Instead, what does belong to us, what our duty is the sharing in and the inviting in of all those who are on the street to this wedding feast. God and God alone is the one who will deliver justice. Some places in Scripture tell us that justice, it looks like separation. Some places it looks like burning coals or pruning through the fires that purify all. And for some, God's justice is one of mercy in a way that we cannot understand. And that's the justice that most of us have received in the cross of Jesus Christ. But it's hard to leave it up to God, especially in weeks like this, when we look at those who are on the aggressor's side and causing such devastation in the world. We want to look at them and know that there is a future when we are welcome to be with God and they are not. But I think that's too easy. I think that's a cop-out to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For you see, to the wedding feast, we are called to invite all who are in the streets. Our gospel today says the good and the bad even. To keep approaching one another in this love that comes from God, no matter how incredibly difficult some people make it, and my goodness, some people make it so dang hard. And while this justice belongs to God, we are invited to participate in it. In the letter from Paul, we are to remember that we can, and we are even expected to, rejoice in what God has done through Jesus Christ. As in our baptisms, we are reminded that we have been clothed in grace and mercy. Galatians says that it is in our baptisms that you have been clothed in Christ. And certainly, this is better than any wedding robe that can be found. Paul invites us into a rejoicing that surpasses all understanding, a rejoicing that looks like gentleness, praise, celebration, and peace, a rejoicing in knowing that God goes with us even when the world around us is seemingly falling apart, and to look at that world and shout out, peace, 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 and justice, O God. A rejoicing that invites us to continue reaching out in love to those who find themselves on the side of the hurt and the oppressed. Those who find themselves either oppressed by a government telling them how they must live, or by those who are harmed by senseless violence, we are called to show love and care to those we approach. In Psalm 23, a psalm that many of you are familiar with, as you have faced it in times of grief and hardship, is a psalm that reminds us of God's steadfast love in all times in our lives. We get this imagery of a staff that brings us back in and a rod that prods us along to go out into the world and be good stewards of the gospel. A God that provides us with the rest we need, the water we need, the food we need, and the peace that the world needs and is crying out for. But it goes beyond just providing for us, but provides for us in such a way that a place of honor has been set. It goes beyond providing and saying that you are worthy of so much more than just existing, but that your human dignity is one that ought to be honored and respected. God goes beyond the bare minimum of what we need to survive, but welcomes us in, provides us the place we need to live and to thrive. But we are reminded that not everybody is shown the same dignity here on earth. And that is where God sends us out so that others may know that they too are loved by a God that refuses to leave their side and brings them to peace and justice at last. And sounding like my alarm was going off there, I will wrap up my thoughts. In saying that our God is a God of peace, mercy, and justice that is made known in the fullness of the cross and Jesus' resurrection. A resurrection that puts an exclamation point on the defeat of that which pulls us away from God and death. A resurrection that meets the world in its brokenness and refuses to define us by that which we put before God. Our greed, our lust for power, our hate towards one another, and says, my people, there is another way. A resurrection that offers life eternal, that looks like this banquet feast where all have been invited to the table of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church, or at our website at delsbethanylutheran.org.